Thank you, Chair. Honorable Ministers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of His Majesty Kilidzi III, FAO's Special Ambassador for Nutrition, the government and people of the Kingdom of Lesotho, allow me to congratulate Mr. Donju on his appointment as new Director General of FAO and to wish him well in his assignment. We also wish to reiterate our unwavering support to him in the execution of his mandate to end hunger by the year 2030 and achieve the objectives of the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda. I also wish to thank Dr. Jose Cristiano da Silva, who has done a sterling job during his term at the helm of this organization. We wish him well in his future endeavors. Mr. Chairperson, the importance of meeting the Sustainable Development Goals by the year 2030 cannot be overemphasized. And this year's theme of migration, agriculture and rural development could not have come at more opportune time. The state of food and agriculture is of paramount importance to the Kingdom of Lesotho and its people. As a landlocked country which relies on agricultural production for its livelihood, Lesotho faces immense challenges related to the effects of climate change. The irregular weather patterns have adversely affected Lesotho cropping season, which has inadvertently become shorter due to longer winters and shorter summers, long periods of droughts, or heavy rainfall, of which at times makes it impossible to plow. This has therefore led to significant decrease on crop production. The decrease in crop production affects most rural population, which is dependent on agriculture. This has led to massive migration to the urban areas, thus overburdening the already overcharged financial resources in urban areas. This migration caused by negative impacts of climate change further extends to our neighboring country, Republic of South Africa, which Lesotho is an enclave. This therefore means that for us, it cannot be business as usual. We need to upscale our efforts in mitigating the climate change effects in rural areas by introducing climate smart agriculture, focusing on youth and women, who are backbone of agriculture in rural areas. Lesotho is grateful to FAO for the technical assistance extended to us thus far through the FAO country office. We, however, realize the need to cooperate more in other areas to improve our work in water, rangeland management, land degradation, and many other areas, including but not limited to nutrition-sensitive agriculture. Mr. Chairperson, ladies and gentlemen, in Lesotho we see the need to bring local needs to the center role of FAO and work together with FAO through its innovative solutions. Mr. Chairperson, Lesotho welcomes recommendations made in the report of the state of food and agriculture, migration, agriculture, and rural development. We agree that despite the challenges that presents, migration is indeed part of parcel. I repeat, we agree that despite the challenges that it presents, migration is indeed part and parcel of economic, social, and human development. We, however, wish to reinforce our belief that countries should intensify their efforts to develop rural infrastructure and create creative opportunities in rural areas in order to avoid migration. As a country, Lesotho is implementing smallholder agriculture development and wool and mohair promotion projects, which are meant to improve the farmers living in the rural areas through establishing piggery poultry projects, protected agriculture, seedling production, fruit drying production, and high quality fiber through production of improved breeds of merino sheep and angora goats. The government of Lesotho is further assisting farmers through 50% subsidized agricultural inputs and primary tillage, which have proven to be very costly to the farmers, in attempt to ensure food production despite the challenging effects of climate change. The government is also assisting farmers through establishment of irrigation schemes meant to increase production of vegetables for local consumption and curb high food importation from outside the country. We wish to conclude by stating that Lesotho knows the challenges with budget that FAO is faced with, and we welcome the incoming Director General position to establish Assistant Director General for Resource Mobilization and Financial Resources, and as financial resources play a pivotal role in the work of FAO. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for your attention.